May 24. Zeal for truth. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8. Nothing in this world, no earthly favor or enjoyments, can take the place of the presence and favor of God. Without him as our friend and portion, we are indeed alone. We may have many other friends, but they can never be to us what Christ is. Those who desire to find pardon for past transgressions must come to Christ just as they are, saying, Lord, though I have been bought with a price and am thy property, I have in the past refused to give myself to thee. I now acknowledge that I am not my own, that I cannot do as I please with myself. Take me as I am, a pure, poor, sinful creature, and cleanse and purify me from all sin by taking my sin thine own dear self. I do not deserve this, but thou art the only one who can save me. Take away my sin and give me thy righteousness. I do not want to remain in sin one more day. Impart to me thy righteousness and keep me from all transgression of thy holy law. Do not limit the Holy One of Israel. Desire to see more of the manifestation of his love, that you may win others to the knowledge of his goodness. The Lord has pledged his glorious perfection, that those who seek him with humility of heart, confessing their sins, will find him precious to their souls. But those who refuse to obey for fear of displeasing earthly friends cannot be friends of God. Obey, obey for Christ's sake and for your own soul's sake. Obey that which your conscience tells you is truth. Accept the grace and righteousness of Christ. God is tenderly calling you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. If you refuse the invitation to repentance, to freedom from sin, the great day of God will find you hopeless, shelterless, disobedient, a transgressor of his law. He will not then be able to give you a place in his kingdom. God help you to come now is my prayer. Letter 80, May 24, 1900, to a layman in Australia.